National Truth and Reconciliation Day was honored throughout Ontario and Canada and along the North Shore today, Friday. By all news reports from events, more and more people are coming out to recognize the day set aside to remember the suffering of Indigenous, Métis and Inuvik people at residential schools for more than 100 years, children who never came back from those schools and survivors of the schools who did and subsequent generations. The day is also meant for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to recognize and learn about the treatment given to students who attended residential schools and the discovery of unmarked graves on former school grounds believed to be those children who attended. National Truth and Reconciliation Day was declared by the federal government 2 years ago after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission released its report, which contained 94 recommendations to deal with past history and move ahead together as United Canadians now and in the future. Events were held at area schools, the Serpent River First Nation, SRFN, on the site of the former residential school in Spanish and with other organizations during the day. In September, the Elliott Lake Library had a display of Indigenous artifacts and books written by Indigenous authors. At the Maplegate Shelter, an outdoor workstation was set up Monday with bead work for the kids, although rain on that day may have prevented some of the outdoor activities. In Blind River, an all-schools powwow took place at W.C. Ikit, with students from W.C. Ikit, Blind River Public School, St. Mary's Catholic School, École Publique de Pins Blanc, Yoynes Nord École Secondaire, and École St. Joseph. In Elliott Lake, Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion School and Our Lady of Fatima School were among the schools marking the day with ceremonies recognizing the day. Lourdes had an outdoor event around the teepee erected on the grounds of the school with Indigenous speakers Jack Trudeau from the SRFN Council and Marlene Essex, Native second language teacher. Both talked about what the day meant and read a story about those who suffered through residential school experience. Trudeau reminded students that Truth and Reconciliation Day is a day to remember a tarnished history and move forward from the past together. All events saw students wearing the traditional orange shirts with the slogan, All Children Matter. According to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the day is meant to remember children who did not survive the residential school system and who did not survive the experience, those generations who did and how they suffered and hope for the future. Essex took the children, students and parents through the traditional smudge ceremony to cleanse hearts and minds and open hope about the future of reconciliation and understanding between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. Today, we remember the children who have not made it home. Today, we gather with family and community to listen to our survivors' experiences, she said. Tears will be shed, tobacco offered in prayer and sacred songs sung. Today, and every day, every child matters. Today was a day of learning and reflection at Our Lady of Lourdes, said Principal Stéphane Prévost. We are grateful for Jack Trudeau's from SRFN insightful teachings that guided us in a deeper understanding today. Student also participated in a number of events on the day. We enjoyed a cultural feast, build your own taco bar with scone provided by Brian Day at Brie Co. Mijim, said Vice Principal Nadia Zanata. We supported the Tim Hortons campaign, while enjoying orange donuts this afternoon. It is important to learn about and support initiatives like this. Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion is very blessed to have been able to participate in this day of honoring, remembering, and learning. Hearing the truth is part of the reconciliation process. We continue to invest in cultural opportunities of learning for all. At Our Lady of Fatima Catholic School, Principal Andrew Kai commented on the day and events held at the school. Amazing day of truth and reconciliation, he said. During the week, students prepared Magic Palette dolls, and on the day there was an orange shirt contest where the winners were awarded orange shirts provided by Serpent River Daycare. We served three sister soup to all our students with scone. We had a special celebration and honor song at our assembly, Kai added. Fatima dressed in orange and were lucky to premiere a movie for kids about residential schools organized by Angie Lewis and the Sedna team. What an impactful day. Way to go, Saints.